So, I wanted to ask Thomas about the transition to this house and how that's going and how that feels and everything for you, for him.
It feels pretty good.
Right now?
there have been a lot of ups and downs for sure. I was very excited initially, and then it became a little hard quickly because we had a bit of a hard time. Those first few days were a little hard, actually. I mean, there were moments that were super happy and moments that were really difficult. Just us fighting, and you were fighting with Sheila. Do you remember that?
Oh, okay, yeah. When you were saying the first few days, I was like, which first like few the, days?
Like the day I closed and came here after closing. Yeah. And then you and I had a picnic in the backyard after closing, right? That was beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this, you know, that this is my place or our place or whatever.
Yeah.
And then later that day, Sheila came over and you guys had a huge fight.
Yeah,
and
huge.
It was rough.
It's awful. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
And then you and I had some fights over the next couple of days. So that was a rocky start. Mm-hmm. But I've gone back and forth. But it's like, I'm definitely settling back into... Oh, I like it a lot. And there are days that I love it. That I look outside and I'm just like, oh my God, it is so beautiful here. Mm-hmm. And I feel so lucky. I feel a lot of gratitude to, like, have this place.
You know? Yeah.
And, yeah, I like to do a lot of dreaming, and I think that was a part of the whole idea for this house for me. It was as a house I could dream in, right? Because it's kind of a little weird and funky, and but also beautiful with all the land, and and so I kind of enjoy, like, being in the attic and looking around and talking, oh, what if we loft this? What if we, you know? And sometimes you're on board with that, and sometimes
I'm like, I hate this idea.
This is bullshit. No, just fix what has to be fixed so we can sell it. You're all about, like,
moving on.
Like, make, you know, quick, like,
making my hasty decisions.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of enjoying settling down from that always mobile life, which is how I've lived a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like been ready to transition or to set up a new home or, you know, go somewhere else, even though I haven't really gone that many other places.
I've also appreciated, like, how you do take your time here, and that helps me relax here more too, actually, your attitude towards... No, we're not actually gonna, you know, fix all the things that need to be fixed and go. We're gonna take our time and be diligent and really consider things and just sit still and dream some more and think some more and
eat some cookies.
And eat some more cookies and not do anything. Just sit here and enjoy the house. Yes, let's do that. Let's sit in the moment. It's good. Mm-hmm. It helped me sit still. Whereas, yeah, the other house, yeah, I did hastily put it on the market and have doubts about it still as I wait on the inspection and appraisal.
I mean, it's interesting, your doubts that you talk about and, like, Googling, like, when can the seller cancel? It's exactly all the doubts I had coming into buying this place. And I was totally thinking about that.
Yeah.
You know, when can I wonder when the last one.
Then
at this point, I would lose my whatever.
Yeah, you were.
You know, I totally was.
Yeah, you were.
And then there was a period I went through where I really felt like, I felt really sad. Like, oh my God, I made a big mistake. Actually, that's funny that I didn't really remember that. But yeah, I did go through that. Like, sad. Like, feeling like, oh my God, I'm like, oh, my place is a pajama factory. Like, what was I doing?
I know.
But it feels right now.
I know, especially since you would say about like yeah, you and Blaze found your flow there, and it was really cool. It's really cool. It needed to be part of your chapter because now you're connected with those people. You have friends close by, and it's an art community. I think it's perfect what happened, actually. It needed to happen, and I think what's perfect about me having this house was perfect because we got to know all of our neighbors up there, and we have friends up there now, and Blaise has kid friends. Like, if we went right into this house, we would not have had that opportunity as easily. Like, it would have took a lot longer.
Yeah, you're totally right.
It was meant to be, I think, both of our situations, so we could have our communities, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll know by Friday, so in a couple of days, about, I think Friday to the latest, about the house. And the process is going smoothly, and I think that's all good. Just like, it felt like with your house, it was going pretty smoothly buying this one. Mm-hmm. Me selling that one seems to be going as smoothly and fluid and flow.
Mm-hmm.
So that part seems really good. I think it's just natural to have the doubts, and also just kind of grieving, you know, grieving the loss of something.
That is true.
The loss of an experience, or the loss of a physical thing, mm-hmm. a material thing, even.
Yeah.
That I identified with in ways, you know, how custom it was and is. And I appreciated the experience, and how I also just, I'm going to miss it. You know, I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like a lot of things about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought until you talking about this just now, but I can really relate to how you feel more now. Because I'd kind of thought about it like, yeah, that house is really cool. It's beautiful, but I just don't feel as, you know, and you're like, yeah, I know, but there's something I really love. And when you now talk about the pajama factory and my loft kind of studio space that I had there,
yeah.
And the sense of loss that I had when I left that place.
Because you're like, I always wanted to have an apartment like that, and you finally did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I can relate to what you're feeling of just like, oh, man.
It's my own space, and yeah, it's really just like I like it.
Yeah. Dude, there were so many cool things about me living there, too. I love that I could, like, ride my bike down the hall to the elevator and then go down an elevator instead of having to, like, haul my 60-pound bike up any steps or put it in the basement here. I mean, that's not terrible, but still, it's not as cool as, like, going into the elevator and parking it in your big-ass loft space.
This house is our compromise, or should you go back to the pajama factory and I stay at my house?
No.
I feel like this house was our compromise. This house is our coming together. This house is our, okay, let's be a family now. Enough of this messing around.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're trying to do. I think that's what I was trying to do when I bought this place. I tried to tell myself, and I even talked to Peter about it. I tried to tell myself, like, yeah, I realize that I need to make the decision about this house whether or not I think Tracy and I will be together or not. But yeah. I think that a main reason that I got it is, I don't know, being kind of unable to let go, I guess, and not wanting, I don't know, kind of wanting to, hoping, even if I couldn't admit it to myself, that things could work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And sometimes I still think they could. And sometimes, as we both know, even lately, we're both like, no.
This ain't working out.
They really can't.
I know. Can we stay on the "this is working out" page for more than like 3 days straight? Can we do that? I think we could. Isn't that a cool illusion?
It's
almost like a tunnel.
It's like a library.
I know, but look at, like, the top. If you focus just on the center, it almost looks like something could be heading straight up out of the photo, or it's a tunnel, mm-hmm. or it's a funnel, you know?
We're looking at a photograph. It says Caroli Segundi.
Where?
What does that mean? Second floor? Over here on the top.
Oh, is that Italian?
It appears to be.
Is it Italian? It's very close to Spanish, huh?
It's an image of a massive library, but it's unclear if it's really one building or a repeated image. I think it's...
You said one building?
No, they're different. The rows are different.
No, that's one building. What do you mean?
No, I thought you said... Earlier you said the illusion. Like, it was an
illusion. No, the illusion, like, it almost looks like the center thing could almost be like a tower. popping out towards us.
Right, the arch.
Yeah, which way is the arch going? Yeah, is it coming towards us or is it going away from us?
Right.
It's really cool. Or it's like a tunnel. Yeah, it's like a tunnel. It's very neat. And maybe that's what they were trying to also showcase in that photo.
New one.
Yeah, so anyway, can we do the can we do the family thing for...
Yeah, I think we can, but I also think it makes great sense that we both have travel upcoming. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's good for us. I think we should keep doing that. Me being in Germany with Blaze and you being here, that was good for us.
Yeah.
You going to England and me being here with Blaze is going to be good for us. And I hope that me going to Germany for a while, then with you two are here, I hope that's also going to be good for us.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's almost like this house is also just going, like, and me selling that one especially is going to just allow us to be able to, like, live the way we've talked about living since the very, very beginning. Remember that? Like living a little bit differently.
Like traveling together, but also some separately.
Yeah, we talked about that in the very, very beginning.
Yeah, we did in the very beginning. The first couple months. That was ideal.
Mm-hmm. Took us like 6 years to get there.
No, because when we were first talking about it, we weren't imagining having a child.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. That just, hello. We just sexed about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it worked.
Yeah. We're going into our 7th year, which is our year of rest. So can all of our years be like that after that? We're just staying our 7th year.
Yeah, is that what that is? Is a year of rest your 7th year?
It's like Sunday.
Oh, and on the 7th
day. 7th year is our Sunday.
7th year.
Sunday every day.
A month of Sundays?
A year of Sundays.
A year of Sundays.
Hello, Chica. So yeah, I think she's also growing into being down here. Even though I know as soon as we let her outside, she's going to go up to the other house. Mm-hmm. But she does relax into being here, and she lays
and
rests.
Me again.
Yeah, finally.
She's like coming around.
Accepting you. Maybe because she feels me accepting you.
Maybe it's because she's like, dude, you got a nice crib here. You mind if I just hang out here?
Like me?
Will you feed me?
So like cozy. Will you cook dinner? Will you cook dinner? Yeah. You are a good cook. Mm. Your house is cozy. I've started calling it our home.
Hmm?
I've started calling it our home. Like, Blaze was like, are we going to Papa's? I'm like, yeah, we're going home. That's what I said.
Yeah.
After school. I was like, yeah, we're going home.
I think it'll be good for him. I kind of think it's already been good for him.
Yeah, I noticed that. Just us living here together.
Yeah.
He loves it when we're together. Well, especially when we're getting
it's
along.
It's so sad when we're fighting and he just like covers his eyes or his face. It makes me so sad.
I know.
Oh my God, we have got to stop this.
I know.
Hmm.
It gets getting better.
Yeah.
That one object looks almost like a woolly mammoth or no, a cyber tooth. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
The thing like a third way in from the left, like halfway up. It almost looks like a cyber tooth wearing like a helmet with a sword over its shoulder. Saber tooth. Cyber tooth? What's a cyber tooth? Saber tooth. You didn't see it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Now that is cool.
This is really unfair to our listeners, though, for us to sit on the couch and observe really cool photography and just say things like, wow, now that's super cool. Listener, we wish you could see this.
Yeah.
We're not going to try to describe it or anything because, wow, it's just cool.
Well, it's a cute little red house on, like, a tiny, tiny little island. It's connected to, What is that? They have their own little track to get to the house?
It's like a metal bridge that goes to a...
it's a pedestrian bridge.
Kind of a small rock, but it looks like it's even concrete. They pour concrete. It's like almost like they made a jetty.
Woman-made
with concrete. Big boulders that they've been poured concrete over. And it's got this red fishing house / lighthouse at the end, except it's super red.
Beautiful. I mean, it looks very rocky there, though. I wonder if you could swim further out, because you wouldn't swim right there. Big, huge rocks.
I know, but like kind of beautiful. Aquamarine, like emerald water.
Mm-hmm.
Right, really clear. Well, I mean, I guess it's fairly clear, but very blue. Bluish green.
Chica's starting to...
make the nightly protest.
Yeah, make the protest of... Okay.
And then look at Chico over there.
Chico's just looking at her.
He is like so chilling in
that
chair.
He's like, I love this life. Can you just get into it? I'm trying to sleep over here.
He's like, I got a long... Oh, no, he stays in all night. And then he goes out at like 6:30.
Yeah, he has been staying in all night. That's been cool. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I always felt sad when he was out all night.
Yeah, I like him being inside too.
He just seems so like much more gentle. Like, she's like tough girl. And he's just like... Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, she also weighs twice as much as he does. She's like chunky.
Get away, or she's looking at me.
She's all, not just chunky, man. She is strong. Like when you feel her head and her neck.
Oh yeah.
She's just like a strong girl.
Yeah, she's like a Tracy cat, like instead of a tomcat, she's a Tracy cat.
Would you say that she's butch?
I wouldn't say butch.
Not really. She's pretty elegant.
She's just a beauty.
She's strong.
Yeah. I identify with her in a lot of ways. She always wants to be independent.
Yeah.
But then she knows how to snuggle. She knows how to purr.
Yeah, and what about Chico? Does he remind me of me? Are we marrying our cats?
Yes, yes. He just always wants to be near people, and he always wants to snuggle. He's really gentle and soft.
Oh.
He's very loving, just like you.
Kind of skittish though, but he's getting better.
You're like that too. Yeah. You can be.
Yeah.
You've taken off.
He
a
rubs
few times.
Up against your leg like he wants so much attention, and you reach down to pet him and he runs off like he's afraid of you.
Yeah.
And when I first got him and he would do that, I'm like, is this me?
You did tell me that.
Is this cat showing me what I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Just like Chica. She wants to have her independence and travel around.
Mm-hmm. And she's also not that impressed with laser toys. She's just like, whatever.
She's like, I don't care. Let Chico play with it.
And Chico's like, where'd he go? 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 His head's like just snapping back and forth. He's like, he moves faster than...
He's in training for mouse hunting.
Yeah.
And Chica's like, I already know how to do this. I don't need a laser. And yeah. She just literally just sits there and watches him.
I know, but it's funny that, like, because it's attached to that stick that also has the, like,
the
string and the feather dangling. And I'm doing the laser on the floor, but because I'm moving the laser, I'm also wiggling the stick. And Chica comes from across the room and attacks it when Chico's been focused on the laser the entire time.
I know.
I may have to get the laser.
She's very observant.
He's like looking at him. He's so tired right now, but can you imagine if I got that laser?
Yeah.
And shined it like on that little foot pad in front of him, he would be on it.
I know. He looks so just like sweet and gentle just laying there. Oh, these are the things you were talking about.
Yeah.
When you were lighting up the balloons with the laser.
Yeah.
They're really pretty.
What was it that it was hitting? It wasn't the balloons.
It was something else.
Oh, his whiskers. It was Chico's whiskers.
Yeah.
With like fiber optics.
Yeah.
Cyber cat.
Uh-huh. This is it.
Like a cat from Tron.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to wake him. Do you want to? He looks so peaceful over there.
Well, should we wrap up our podcast? I mean, how long is it now? How long do you...
I don't know. I don't time.
You don't ever edit them down. We had early disagreements when we tried to, like, write and work on that kind of stuff, I think, because we have very different styles.
Yeah. I like to just go totally improv and
Yeah, and just well, have
I guess
one,
all of them were improv.
One, yeah, but you just have one live, unedited recording, even if there's slow spots or where it gets boring.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you're just like, yeah, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
This episode's like 57 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dead time with, like, water just dripping in the bathtub.
I don't think I have one that long, but...
No?
I have
pretty long.
Yeah, I'm actually not even sure my longest one is. I know. Did you listen to my really long one? It was like dripping water.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, "What the hell is this, Tracy?" Yeah. I think it's just in line with how I live my life, right? Like, I'm not interested in being on a computer editing.
Yeah.
I just wanna kind of like put everything as natural as possible out there,
mm-hmm.
with seamless effort, make it, you know, as easy as possible to share.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's a good idea. I like it.
Yeah. And now we're gonna end on the rainbow out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's pretty cool.